An invasive forest insect known as the hemlock woolly adelgid has been confirmed by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency in Haldimand County in Niagara Region. The detection was facilitated through the WA Community Science Monitoring Program, a collaboration between the Invasive Species Centre in Sault Ste. Marie, CFIA, and Natural Resources Canada, according to a news release. The WA is a species native to eastern Asia that targets hemlock and spruce trees. First discovered in Virginia in the 1950s, it has since spread across North America. This insect is problematic to native eastern hemlock trees, relying on them as their host as there are no known spruce hosts that are suitable for WA reproduction in North America. The WA extracts and feeds on the sap from the base of the tree needles, causing branch dieback and eventual tree mortality. It can be spread by wind, animals, and human movement of nursery stock, logs, and other wood products. Left unmanaged, this pest can severely disrupt forest ecosystems, according to the release from the Invasive Species Center. Eastern hemlocks are important for wildlife and maintain the health of forest rivers and streams. Outdoor recreation in parks and other urban green spaces may also be negatively impacted. Although they may not contribute a significant economic value to the forestry industry, hemlocks are often sold as nursery stock, posing a threat to the horticultural industry. So what can community members do? Tree nursery and landowners can check for signs and symptoms of the WA on eastern hemlock trees including white, woolly, sacs resembling tiny cotton swab ends at the base of hemlock needles on young twigs. Most obvious in the spring. Premature bud and shoot dieback. Premature needle loss. Thinner, grayish-green crown. Healthy crowns are a shiny, dark green color. Dieback of twigs and branches. Discolored foliage. Death within 4 to 15 years. Community members can avoid placing bird feeders near hemlock trees. Birds can spread WA to new locations. Additionally, they shouldn't move firewood because it increases the risk of spread for invasive forest pests that can hitchhike on firewood. If an infestation is suspected, you can report it online to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA. A good report includes an accurate location of the suspect tree and photos of the symptoms. The CFIA will respond to reports of the WA and take appropriate action, which may include site surveying and sample collection. The Invasive Species Center WA Species Profile has resources available to learn more about the WA, including a fact sheet, survey protocol, and webinar about potential impacts.